Hello, everyone. Today I would like to present to you a project, which, as it were, arose from the urgent need to defend against a neighbor, or rather, against his onerous smoke from his chimney. Apart from the fact that my neighbor did not want to talk to me in any diplomatic way, he only poisons me and my family with this throat-biting smoke. The smoke even enters my house through the ventilation, and I have to close all vents, and there is no measure of moisture due to this. It is impossible to live. I will be working on ventilation in the spring. I will walk her from the other side of the building. By the way, not to be boring on the forum and not to write off topic, I am asking people who had or have such a problem to contact PW on how to deal with such a person. I will be grateful for any advice. Returning to the project, after adjusting all the windows and doors, it turned out that the door is a bit leaky and there is an exchange of air due to the temperature difference. And unfortunately, but mainly through the door, the stench enters my house. It was so bad luck that the smoke flies and crashes right on my door. And not far from the door, I have a room where I, my wife, and my 1.5-year-old son sleep. As the smoke enters the corridor, the moment is in the room where we sleep. I had a situation that I woke up in the night, and neither here, man, you will not open the windows, you will not ventilate anything, you are choking in your own house. Until the morning, the four of us, sleeping on one bed, survived in the other room with my daughter, where it did not smell yet. I have a porch made of plexiglass, but it does not give much smoke. It breaks against the porch and is stored in this porch, unheated porch. I will add, and whether the door was open or closed, the effect was the same. So I created a porch overpressure ventilation project. Only then the stench didn't come in through the door into the house. For the ventilation to work properly, the door in the porch must be closed, which means that due to the operation of the air supply in the porch, there is a greater air pressure than outside, thanks to which air with smoke does not enter inside. To create such an installation, I used an old computer fan with dimensions of 12 centimeters by 12 centimeters and a power of about 20 watts, current 1.6 ampere, not those fans from the power supply, these are barely spinning. This one was for cooling the processor, as I am not mistaken in Dell's computer, and a few spiro tubes and a smoke detector, which I quickly put together from Chinese modules. I have some concerns about the operation of such a sensor outdoors, but maybe it is difficult to manage and I will survive the winter. A few photos of what I used below. The entire installation is powered by 12 volt. At the beginning, there was only a fan and a power supply, but 20 watts, which the fan was taking continuously around the clock. It was a bit of a waste of electricity, especially since I bought an electric air dryer that runs 24 hours a day because the ventilation holes are clogged with moisture everywhere. Besides, at night you can hear a little how the fan works. So the smoke detector has become indispensable, and since the hole is powered from the contact in the attic, because the spiro pipe goes there and there is a 230-volt socket, this sensor and the fan must be turned on remotely. So the whole system is powered by 12 volt from the power supply. Unfortunately, it consists of Chinese modules, an electronic timer with a trigger input, remote control, MQ2 smoke detector, the aforementioned fan and a smoke detector matching system, and an electronic timer which I made myself. I would probably do another one, but there was not much time to create because it was necessary to act immediately. This is what a complex sensor looks like, and this is what the mounted device looks like. I planned to put the device on the hole outside, but in case of flooding, it would be a pity, so it would be a pity. So only the plate with the NQ2 sensor went outside. I installed it in a plastic tube. On both sides, I put grease.